Offside. Francozi v blokadi. V Franciji dan po menjavi premijeja potekajo protesti proti politiki varčevanja pod sloganom Blokirajmo vse. Francozi so na družbenih omrežjih organizirali blokade križišč, cest, avtocest in celo sabotaže električnih napeljav na železnicah. Protesti potekajo po vsej državi, med drugim v Parizu, Nantu, Toulonu, Bordeauxu, Marseju, Lyonu, Montpellieru in Renu. Postavljanje barikad spremlja zažiganje smetnjakov in gum. Policija se nad državljane v blokadi spravlja s solzivcem, protestniki pa odgovarjajo z dimnimi bombami. Parižani med drugim blokirajo pariško obvoznico, ki jo sicer dnevno prevozi več kot milijon vozil. V nekaterih pariških okrožjih protestniki organizirajo plenume. Dijaki v Parizu so blokirali ceste pred srednjimi šolami in na policijo, ki jih je prišla razgnati solzivcem, poleg dimnih bomb metali smeti. Vlada je mobilizirala 80 tisoč policistov za soočenje s pričakovanimi 100 tisočimi protestniki, kolikor so jih dan prej napovedali francoski mediji. Do sedaj je policija aretirala okrog 300 protestnikov, od tega več kot polovico v pariški regiji. Zmirnejšega protesta v mestu Etampes, južno od Pariza, poroča neodvisni francoski novinar Daniel Brown.
I went to this town called Etampes. It's really part of the rural setting, and there was a lot of fatigue, anger, real economic strain that I felt amongst the 150 people that were blocking the roads, surrounded by just 20 police. The mood was calm, you know, good humored, but determined, you know, and I talked to some people, and, you know, Sandra described how Macron and his government is forgetting health and school and just focusing on the army and security. And as you probably know, that there's a new prime minister, Le Cornu, who was a former minister of war. And for her, they're preparing France for war. There was a retired technician who insisted on how momentum is growing. They were just 40 in this little town, about 40 kilometers south of Paris, in August, and now there's four times as many. There were 150, as I said. I also had a few more testimonies. Nadege came with her six-year-old, and she was calling for a general strike and was very concerned about the lack of finances for education. And a union member from the CGT union basically was saying that him and his workmates were suffocating, and he insisted that workers are supposed to let us live. But, you know, there was so little given towards security within his workplace that people's lives were at risk. And finally, there was a hairdresser who was looking on, saying, you know, they're protesting for people like me. Electricity bills have doubled, wages have barely moved in the last 6-7 years, and so, you know, he's having a real hard time meeting the demands of daily life at the end of each month.
Francoski predsednik Emmanuel Macron je dan pred blokadami imenoval dosedanjega obrambnega ministra Sebastiana Lecornija iz svoje stranke Renesansa, potem ko je François Bayrou v ponedeljek odstopil po nezaupnici parlamenta. Bayrouja iz demokratskega gibanja je Macron imenoval konec decembra. Od takrat je preživel 8 neuspešnih glasovanj o nezaupnici. Lecornij je postal tretji premier od volitev pred dobrim letom in 7. v času Macronovega predsednikovanja. Čeprav so protesti sovpadli z menjavo na čelu vlade, sogovorec poudarja, da so se pripravljali že dlje časa.
This was not a response to the resignation of Bayrou, which was the former prime minister, which had been more or less predicted as soon as he called for a vote of confidence a few weeks ago. Now, this block everything movement has been prepared for a couple of weeks, and the unions took a back seat, as well as the yellow vests, you know, the gilets jaunes, and so on, because they wanted to make it as broad as possible. And so they tried to play down any kind of union involvement, which is unusual. In the past, it's very much up there. But that their call for there to be neutrality wasn't really listened to. You did see the CGT union flags and some of the protest movement, you know, had yellow vests. So this is an attempt to democratize as much as possible, show that there's a general feeling of anger, but it wasn't quite successful.
Sredi julija je Bayrou predstavil predlog proračuna za prihodnje leto, s katerim je želel v naslednjem letu privarčevati okrog 44 milijard evrov, da bi znižal letni deficit za 1% bruto domačega proizvoda in zmanjšal javni dolg, ki trenutno znaša 114% BDP-ja. Bayrou predlog vključuje ukinitev dveh dela prostih dni in odpuščanje javnih uslužbencev. Financiranje zdravstva bi zmanjšal za 5,5 milijarde evrov. Socialna pomoč in razmejitev davčnih razredov se po predlogu ne bi uskladili z inflacijo. Bayrou grozi, da bo sicer v dolžniško krizo padla celotna Evropska unija. Vojaški proračun bi se po njegovem predlogu vseeno povečal za 3,5 milijarde evrov. Ker je računal na to, da ga bo parlament podprl še devetič, je glasovanje o zaupnici zaradi proračuna sprožil kar Bayrou sam. Njegovo varčevalno politiko komentira Brown.
The budget is clearly an attempt to call on the French population to sacrifice yet again and to totally ignore the ultra rich who have profited since Emmanuel Macron has been in office. And so there's no effort being seen on the side of the ultra rich. In fact, on the contrary, he threw out a previous tax bill which tax the ultra rich. So there's this feeling of the budget being very one-sided. Prices are shooting up. The wages are staying, you know, in the same place. And there's more money for security, more money for the army, less for the schools and the hospitals, which were, you know, the latter, the health system was one of the things that the French are particularly attached to. And again, finally, the pensions, the issue of the pensions, which is one of the pet subjects of Emmanuel Macron. François Bayrou was pushing it further and making sure that there was no going back on the decision to push up the age of retirement from 60 years old to 62. And these bills have been bulldozed through, despite being very unpopular.
Le Cornier, ki je kot premier prisegel med protesti, je napovedal, da želi sprejeti isti načrt varčevanja. Opustitev tega načrta pa je le ena od zahtev državljanov v blokadi, ki jih predstavi francoski novinar.
One for sure is that democracy should be respected. There was a kind of general election last year, and a coalition from the left won the most seats, and it was just totally ignored by the Macron government and Emmanuel Macron himself. Basically, this is the first time since the Fifth Republic was created in 1962 that a election is won by a party or a coalition, and the president does not respect the urns, the verdict, the popular vote, and puts in position a prime minister from a tiny minority. And it's the third one that he's attempted with Bayrou, François Bayrou. And it clearly doesn't work because the parties that are in the National Assembly refuse to cooperate and to vote for the budget, especially, and for attempts to push through the pensions bills. And so, you know, that's the first and strongest demand. And then, you know, the other ones of the public services being attacked and trying to reinforce it is another strong demand. Also, it's quite politicized in terms of the war going on in Ukraine and in Gaza. which is hardly a war, it's more of an invasion and a genocide. And the people in the streets this morning were harboring the keffiyeh, a symbol of the Palestinians, and there were Palestinian flags in certain parts. So there's also a concern about that and a worry about what's going on, of course, in Ukraine.
Za razliko od protestov rumenih jopičev leta 2018 se je, kot omenjeno, večina sindikatov odrekla sodelovanju pri organizaciji protestov. Blokadam sta se z organizacijo stavk v pariški regiji še vedno pridružila železničarska sindikata CGT Cheminu in Sidrail. Stavka tudi več sindikatov zaposlenih v zdravstvu in šolstvu.
There are strikes. There's in the transport system, in the education service. There's been, I can't say it yet categorically, you know, we have to wait. In general, you know, there's an estimate of 100,000 people expected nationwide, and almost as many police deployed, just 6,000 in Paris alone. So far, it's been mostly peaceful, but there have been clashes, there have been arrests. The Minister for the Interior, the hardliner, Bruno Retailleau, said that any kind of blockade would be dealt with ruthlessly. And there has been about 200 people arrested, especially in big cities like Paris, Lyon, Toulouse, and Rennes. There's been disruptions in the factories, in the hospitals, in schools. They've been trying to block roads and roundabouts, which are another echo of the Yellow Vest movement, which was so impactful 5 years ago or so. So yeah, because there's a concern, there's going to be cuts to pensions and holidays. The public services are collapsing because of the lack of funding, and now there's a real fear of militarization with Prime Minister Le Cornu.
Varčevanja na vsem razen na vojski imajo Francozi spet dovolj. Po Srbiji, Indoneziji in Nepalu je blokirana še Francija. Macron pa, tako kot leta 2018 in 2023, še ni gotov. Offside je pripravil Matej.
Offside.